You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're getting reports that more than 2 million of us are going to be booted from our existing health insurance plans. For those of us who thought that the Obamacare exchanges have nothing to do with us and we're protected, we don't have to worry about those plans or enrolling, we got another thing coming. 2 million of us are going to be getting kicked off, and that's an underestimate, off our current insurance. And we're going to have to do the same scramble that we're watching everybody else do. So don't think you're sitting pretty just because you have current health insurance. Whatever Obama said about you could keep your doctor, you could keep your plan is wrong. Scary, scary stuff, and we'll talk about what to do. Also looks like Mondays may be the best day to quit smoking. We'll talk about why. I understand that today is not a Monday, but so don't think you got off easy for the week. Then apparently there is a family who is suing Red Bull for $85 million after the dad drank one of the Red Bulls and allegedly died of a heart attack. So as you can see, we got a very, very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Have any of you gotten these letters that we're being told are hitting millions of people, these letters kicking you off health insurance? Have any of you guys gotten any of those? I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOCDALI. But from what we understand, many people are losing coverage, and it's because their current insurance doesn't have the 10 essentials or the basics that Obamacare is mandating. Now, some of you will say, well, then good. Okay? I mean, if the insurance companies are not following the law and if they are not covering people for essential basics, then they shouldn't be receiving your money. And, you know, that's fine and dandy. But the other side of it is don't you guys get a choice of what insurance you want to buy? My health insurance right now, it's still expensive, but it's still cheaper than what's on those Obamacare exchanges. All right, I don't want to pay $700 a month for a $6,500 deductible. If my current health insurance doesn't have the quote-unquote affordable health care essentials, fine by me. Don't make me lose insurance and then have to scramble to get something that's even more expensive. Now, what are these essential services? Okay, apparently, the essential health benefits, this is according to healthcare.gov, must include items and services within at least 10 or within at least the following 10 categories. Ambulatory patient services, meaning going into a clinic to see your doctor, emergency services, hospitalization, maternity and newborn, mental health and substance use disorder services, including behavioral health treatment, prescription drugs, rehabilitative and habilitative services and devices, laboratory services, preventive and wellness services, and chronic disease management, pediatric services that include oral and vision, not oral and vision for adults. But that, look, I'll take it for the kids. We could take, you know, we'll take what we can get. They say insurance policies must cover these benefits in order to be certified and offered in the health insurance marketplace. Now, what I don't understand is then why are people getting kicked off the health insurance plan? Then these health insurance plans just shouldn't be in the marketplace. I thought we should have a choice. Now, CBS News has confirmed with insurance companies across the country that more than 2 million people are getting notices they can no longer keep their existing plans. 279,000 are getting kicked off in California, 140,000 in Michigan, 300,000 in Florida, 800,000 in New Jersey. Industry experts like Larry Levitt of the Kaiser Family Foundation say the insurance companies have no choice what we're seeing now is reality coming into play. Apparently, Obamacare forces them to drop many of their plans that don't meet the law's 10 minimum standards, like the maternity care, emergency visits, etc. So this is according to CBS News. So I guess I thought if you want to be in the Obamacare exchange, you have to have those at least those 10 services. If you don't, I thought patients could still purchase them. Like, for example, maternity. Many of us that don't need maternity, we really don't need to purchase. But if you have had a plan this whole time that doesn't have maternity, are you telling me you're getting kicked off? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, mind you, I think we all agree that it's ridiculous that people have been paying high prices for insurance that doesn't cover emergency care, that doesn't cover prescription drugs, that doesn't cover lab costs, that doesn't cover wellness. I mean, remember about 10 years ago, if you got a physical, insurance wouldn't pay? There's a big insurance company that was famous for that. If it was a physical, they wouldn't pay, but they would pay for a sick visit. So, which was ridiculous because, you know, don't you want to keep people healthy? So, I get that. I understand why that was put in the Affordable Health Care Act. I get that. Okay, but you were not supposed to lose your insurance. That was not part of the deal. Okay? Rehabilitative services and habilitative services, that's important. We all saw that with Breaking Bad, right? We need rehab services. How good are the rehab services? I don't know. Maternity and newborn care, absolutely. That should be a given. Insurance should cover it. But if you don't want to pay extra for that, shouldn't you be able to not pay? See, the big problem we have right now, right, the big problem, and this is why the Obama official, Marilyn Tavener, right, who has been in charge of Obamacare, had to apologize to the House Ways Means Committee, right, saying, we've got about 700,000 applications already submitted, but she refused to say how many of those people actually enrolled. Just because people applied doesn't mean they enrolled. Remember, in order to make this work, we need healthy people enrolling. If healthy 29-year-olds are saying, to hell with this, this isn't going to work. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com, good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for calling in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Ronald wants to know, why is it such a big deal with Obamacare when we had Medicare and Social Security apparently go through the same trials and tribulations? He had called in. I'm not reading this. I think the point he was making is, people were fighting Medicare. People were fighting Social Security decades ago. That ended up working out fine. So why the big deal with Obamacare? And I think the big change that we have is, one is, the media is a lot more vocal now. Okay. So I think we are seeing and hearing of a lot more, criticism, okay? It's much easier now to be able to see what people all across America, even but people in foreign countries, think about what we're trying to do. I think a lot of people in foreign countries think we're kind of a joke, right? It's one of those things where they've had socialized medicine, it's worked, but us trying to do it, right, with a bunch of quote-unquote spoiled Americans, I think they're laughing at us, all right? But what I see the big difference is when it came to Medicare and Social Security and implementing that, all right, with the exception of paying more taxes, it really didn't affect your day-to-day living, right? When Social Security was implemented, when Medicare was implemented, you still went about your life. Yeah, more of, you know, you might have been taxed more, but you went more about your life. The reason why Obamacare is getting bucked so much by a lot of us is because it affected almost every one of our lives. And negatively. Hey, we're having employers were firing us. Then employers who would take us back would only take us back part-time. Employers wouldn't give us health insurance. So now all of a sudden, you know, the system that we had, which still stunk, got worse. So now, you know, you have a job and health insurance doesn't seem to be a part of it. All right, so now that's starting to affect your day-to-day. And then now with the news we're getting that many of us are going to be kicked off our current insurance plan, yes, this is starting to be, you know, harder to stomach. And then we're seeing the tax in real time. Okay? You don't buy health insurance, you get taxed. So I think this Obamacare is a lot more in our faces. And that's why you're seeing so many people, confused and concerned and criticizing and upset. All right? I'm a fan of Medicare. I love the fact that we're taking care of our older people or our sick people who get on disability, who deserve to be on disability. All right? I think Social Security in theory was good. Problem is the government spent all the money and now all the money we've been putting in isn't there for us. That's bad. And I have a problem with that. But originally, you know, the intention was good. Obamacare didn't really have the quote-unquote intentions that it should have had. Oh, let's just get everybody health insurance. Let's make everybody happy. No, there was more of a control issue. There was a lot of politics. There was a lot of quan that wanted to be obtained by this administration. Signature legislation and being famous for something, right, was the goal. The fact that even Pelosi admitted to not reading it and that we don't even have to read this, we just have to pass it, means there wasn't really a lot of heart put into this. All right? And what's proof and evidence to that as well is they've had 4 years to start setting up the Obamacare website and all the logistics that have to be, and it was done really half-assed. So where is the heart? Where's the time? Where's the passion for making sure people are taken care of? It just looks like politics came first. Now, I think the Republicans are making a bigger deal out of the website than it is. I think the website is a symptom of a bigger problem. But because nobody's listening to us about the bigger problem that we have, the only thing that is being publicized right now, even from the liberal media as well, is the website debacle. So, that's all they have. But I think some of the real stories that need to be continually surfaced is the fact that many of us are going to lose our health insurance. Okay? And that's ridiculous. I mean, losing our doctor, I think we all knew that. When Obama said you're not going to lose your doctor, that was, I mean, we all saw through that. Because our doctors told us, sorry, I'm not taking Medicare. Sorry, I'm not going to be on an HMO. Sorry, I'm going to MDVIP or concierge where just pay me cash. So we were already told years ago by our doctors that they wouldn't be our doctors anymore for those of us that was losing our doctor. The rest of us that still got to keep their doctor still kept their doctor. Most of my patients still got to keep their doctor. So no surprise there. But those of us who have been grumbling about what we're paying for health insurance, but realize it's better than what's on the exchanges, didn't think we were going to get screwed like this. This I didn't see happening. I knew insurance companies could be going under. I knew that. I mean, I just didn't think in real time we were going to start getting dumped from our personal health insurance. And I know some of you are out there going, well, you know what? Americans are selfish. All right. You know, Obamacare is about giving insurance to the people that are uninsured, that don't have insurance. That's what Obamacare is about. And, you know, I get that. Okay. I like working for a global cause. All right? I'd like to think that anything I could be suffering is going to allow somebody else to prosper. I'm then happy with that. But who's prospering? Okay? I don't see other people benefiting from our heartache right now. And some of you may disagree that we should be enduring heartache anyway. But as far as I'm concerned, being a doctor, I want everybody having health coverage. I do. I'm a doctor. Whether that doesn't align with the conservative ideology or not, tough. I want people having health coverage who deserve it, who are citizens here, all right, who put in their dues. Yeah, we take care of our own. That's what Americans do. But the system is such that we're not employing these people. We may be throwing a fish, but we're not teaching them how to fish. I told you, one of the best ideas I had heard all year is people getting unemployment benefits actually reporting for volunteer duties and volunteering for the government. So, in essence, they're working. Or how about no unemployment benefits? You just automatically get a job with the government. We're spending the money anyway. If you lose your job, the government will hire you, not at a fancy rate. Okay, then we don't have the issue with health insurance. Then we don't have the issue of people being on welfare. We don't have the issue of people needing to be on food stamps, hopefully. That was brilliant. But no, we have a system where if you lose your job, you could sit home. And many people, they don't want to sit home. They want to be out there working, but they can't get a job because employers are afraid to hire you because of Obamacare and the extra expense. So this is an absolute cluster. Okay, if I thought that you all were benefiting, if you guys called in and said, Dahlia, look, I didn't have health insurance for my family, I have health insurance now, I would shut up. But I'm not hearing that. I'm hearing from, I wouldn't shut up, I'm sorry. Okay, I would maybe tweet a different tune. But I'm not hearing that. I'm hearing from many of you, we still don't have health insurance, we still don't have jobs. Well then, what are we suffering for? For this administration to get their signature legislation passed and for it to be successful, and so he gets to go down in history as being a successful president, that's not good enough. Okay? Prove to me that all this crap we're going through and all this fear and uncertainty about our future is going to some good. Show us the silver lining. But we're not seeing that. 1-877-DOCDALI 1-877-DOCDALI. My suggestion to you all is before you get this letter kicking you off your health insurance, you start doing your research now. Even if you don't qualify for subsidies for these Obamacare exchanges, go ahead and start looking it up. Know what your plan B is and know what your plan C is. Many of us do not have a plan B or plan C, which is why you're seeing people, like I said, on both sides of the media, upset and griping. Medicare and Social Security wasn't in our face like this is. Yeah, I get that you had taxes taken out of your paycheck, but that's it. Okay? This is not only tax, but really in our faces. When we come back smoking, which states have the highest rate of smoking? And what's this about Monday being the best day to quit? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
And the winner of fallback pricing is... you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so congratulations to Alabama. Alabama, I don't know if we want to congratulate them, at the top state that apparently, according to some statistics, is the most addicted to smoking. Very interesting. We will talk about the top 10 states and some news that Mondays appear to be the best day to quit. Apparently, even though industries are claiming that those graphic warnings are helping, I guess, people quit, we still have very, very high numbers of people addicted. So they say the CDC reports that in 2011, nearly 23% of kids in grades 9 to 12 were smokers. All right. Now, colleges are starting to restrict tobacco use on campus, like Troy University, Miles College, and Auburn University. But still, smoking is still pretty common in restaurants, bars, etc. Cigarette taxes in Alabama appear to be the lowest in the nation. So Alabama appears to top the list in states with the most smoking. Arkansas. They say 27% of adults in Arkansas smoke compared to 20% nationwide. Less than 3% of smokers were able to quit in the previous 12 months. Let me see. In July 2011, a law went into effect prohibiting an adult from smoking in a car with children under the age 14. Only six other states have similar laws banning smoking in the cars. That's interesting. I think more would. Kentucky comes next. Apparently, Kentucky comes in third. Let me see. They say tobacco production is an important industry in Kentucky as well as North Carolina. Well, since both of them together generate two-thirds of the nation's tobacco harvest, obviously they would probably be on the list. All right? But from what we understand, it has the nation's second-highest adult smoking rate and the highest rate of smoking-related deaths. High schoolers in Kentucky are the highest in terms of smoking throughout the country. Louisiana, they say alcohol use and smoking is closely linked. Apparently, one in four Louisiana adults smoke. So we're looking at 25%. Let me see. Louisiana State Senator Rob Marino, if I'm pronouncing that right, tried to get a ban on smoking in Louisiana bars. Doesn't work. People wouldn't vote for that. So he didn't really get the support he wanted. Mississippi. This is being reported by ABC News. One of only two states nationwide without any restriction on smoking at child care facilities. You can't smoke in a Mississippi government building or college campus, but you can still smoke at child care facilities. All right. Yeah, that's kind of interesting. Missouri. Apparently in Missouri, there's a $1 tax on every pack of cigarettes sold in the U.S., all right? But the average pack of cigarettes, is starting to go up. Federal government slapping them with a dollar, you would think would deter, but they still made the top 10 list. They say in New York, an average pack of cigarettes costs $10. The New York state has the highest cigarette tax rate at $4.35 a pack. That is ridiculous. Wow, in New York, you're spending $4.35 a pack, three times higher than the national average. Now, in Missouri, the pack sells for $4.50. The state taxes 17 cents a tax. So the federal government, I apologize, charges an average of a dollar tax on every pack of cigarettes. Then the states add on top of that. In Missouri, an extra 17 cents, as opposed to New York, $4.35. All right, so Oklahoma comes next. Oklahoma, I guess, they rank high in terms of smoking and smoking-related deaths. Very few people quitting, from what we understand. In this particular state, it is the birthplace of the original Marlboro Man. That's right. So, Daryl Winfield, a child of farmers, was discovered by Marlboro in 1968 and was featured in the majority of the brand advertisement over the next two decades. Marlboro Man. South Carolina has one of the least smoking cessation rates. Pretty difficult for South Carolinians to quit smoking. Only 2% of smokers had successfully quit for at least a year. Vermont did well, 7%. All right. South Carolina's tax, 57 cents per pack. No, this doesn't mean to drive down there to get your cigarettes, but still. Now, you know, 1 in 10 smokers, less than 10%, can quit smoking without the use of medicine or other aids. Okay, so, I'm surprised it's even that high. Now, Tennessee. Tennessee is still high, but it is among the worst in the number of packs sold per capita and the rate of smoking-related deaths. So, tobacco, it's a lucrative crop in Tennessee. 21 states produce tobacco in the U.S. West Virginia, rounds out the list. Second highest percentage of adult smokers in the country, with 28.6% of their adults smoking. The average West Virginian smoker buys 113 packs a year, compared to 23 packs per person sold in Washington, D.C. They also have the second highest rate after Kentucky of deaths attributed to lung cancer. 90% of the cases caused by smoking. All right, so then a study comes out yesterday saying Mondays may be the best day to quit smoking. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. For this study, investigators monitored online searches about quitting smoking. They looked at ones in English, French, Chinese, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish between 2008 and 2012. And they found that people searched about quitting smoking more. So we're talking like, you know, Google searches more often early in the week. And the highest amount of searches happened on Monday. Right? They say the number of searches on Mondays was 25% higher than the combined average number of searches on Tuesday through Sunday. They said it was consistent across all six languages. Searches in English for information about quitting smoking were 11% higher on Wednesdays, 67% higher on Fridays, 145% higher on Saturdays. Oh, then on Saturdays. I apologize. Saturdays, people don't think of smoking. That's what I was thinking. I was thinking the weekend. Why would people think about quitting smoking on the weekend? Right? But 67%, 145% higher than Saturday. So, is Monday a good day to quit? Here's my problem, okay? I mean, I basically work 7 days a week. So, my Monday sometimes seems to be an easier day than some of the other days of the week. So, for me, they just kind of all run in all together. But for some of you, you really do well with a Monday start. Whether it's diet, whether it's smoking, I think that's fine. If you guys want to institute that, if you think that you will, stick to it better, that's great. My only worry is Tuesdays and Wednesdays are very weird days, and Thursdays. These days kind of drag, right? We see a lot of depression Tuesdays and Wednesdays, okay? People have uplifted moods on Friday. But usually Tuesday, people start to get depressed. See, Monday, being the start of a week, even though technically the start of the week is Sunday, but Monday, you still get a little bit of, you're still a little energized. Even with the start of the week, because you got a little refreshed by the weekend, all right, usually when you go into work on Monday, you feel like, all right, this is what I'm going to do. But I think a mistake a lot of people do is they don't come up with goals. Even if it's non-work-related goals, come up with certain goals and then make sure to reward yourself for hitting those goals so you get excited about the days. Now, what do we do about the Tuesday and Wednesday slump? You need to make sure that you have something that you're kind of looking forward to on those days. Now, you know, usually we talk about, okay, well, Saturday night gets to be date night, or Saturday night gets to be fun night. Why not incorporate something on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, right? Like, you know, let's say a new movie comes out on Friday or whatever, DVD, you get to watch it on Tuesday. You get to make Tuesday night a movie night or something. But I'm sick of this slump Tuesday and Wednesday, because then people go back to smoking and they go off their diet. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
And Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery. due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try heart and body extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, BBC News reports that gardening has been linked to longer lives. For those of you who garden, you end up having less risk of heart attack and stroke. Now, I don't know about you all, but I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we really don't have a lot of, I guess, temperature and climate and earth that's conducive to gardening. It's kind of, is it caliche? Is that what we call it? I always mix up caliche with ceviche. Ceviche is a shrimp food. Caliche, the caliche with the very, very thick concrete-like, you know, dirt in the desert. I got, you know, desert landscaping. I mean, I pick up the dog poop. That's good exercise. But I there's really nothing in my backyard or weather that's conducive to gardening. And then we get these, like, hurricane winds every now and then that blows your little carrot stalks or whatever the hell you gardened anyway. But for those of you that live in other areas of the world, gardening leads to longer lives. All right? They say a Swedish study of 4,200 people suggested the risk of heart attack and stroke were cut. The findings are published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine. They say elderly people tended to spend more time being sedentary and less time exercising than people in other groups. For those of you over 60, you will see the most benefit. They looked at activity levels in between sitting down and full-on exercise or fixing the car, home repairs, cutting the lawn, blackberry picking, or going hunting. You see, here in Las Vegas, we go after the black widows, okay? We don't get to pick blackberries, not really a lot of fruit. I'm sure we could probably pick prickly pear fruit, but picking prickly pear fruit, first, it's hard to say with all the peas. Second, I trip a lot, and I don't really want to fall into any more cacti than I have in my lifetime. So I would love to live in an area where I could blackberry pick. Mind you, I love living in Las Vegas, but we don't get to pick blackberries for pie. But I got to tell you, prickly pear fruit is delicious. That's what I'd like to eat one day. I've had prickly pear jelly, but I would really like to eat, have like a prickly pear pie, if anybody could make me some pie. All right. Like Cartman, I want some pie. Okay, now, so the results showed that people who were more active on a daily basis had the lowest risk of heart attack. Those who were just active without exercising still had a lower risk than those doing absolutely jack-diddly squat. Being active reduced the risk of heart attack and stroke by 27%, death from any cause, 30%. Now, I've always wanted to have a garden or a greenhouse. I always wanted to do that because I really, you know, remember, I had to take a lot of botany in college. To get your biology degree, it wasn't just microbes and virology and microbiology and genetics. I had to take a good couple years of biology, of botany. So I really got to know my plants. I had to learn photosynthesis I don't know how many times. And I really dig the idea of the air, of these plants giving us oxygen. You know, I wish I could be a little bit more of an environmentalist than I have been, right? Because, you know, I like working with paper more than computers. But I got to tell you, that Amazon rainforest, we really need to protect that sucker. We really need our plants and our oxygen. And if we don't, you know, maintain the Amazon rainforest, then you all need to individually start a garden, right? Because I want to still be able to breathe later. So keep growing those plants. Okay, so. See, I could get political. You see, I took a stand there. Yeah, I want oxygen. Grow more plants if you can. Okay, now I understand we don't want to tick off the vegetarians because they eat the plants, but they're allowed to eat the plants. Okay, I don't mind if you're a vegetarian eating the plants. It just means we need to grow more plants. Okay, I can't tell y'all to go and eat more meat. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Jesse Jackson. From what I understand, there was some confusion. He was supposed to start his jail sentence earlier today or yesterday. And I guess he was turned away from jail when he tried to report to the prison near Durham, North Carolina. Representative Jesse Jackson Jr. Was supposed to, I guess, start his sentence. You know, it's interesting. I'm not sure how long his sentence is supposed to be. Yeah. Huh. I don't know what Jesse Jackson's senior prison sentence is. It's not saying here. All right. Well, I don't know if he got a day off. I'm not too sure. All right. But can you imagine? I mean, if I was supposed to report to prison and I was turned away, I'd be like, all right, see ya. Now, remember, Jesse Jackson Jr., 48 years old, was convicted of looting his campaign fund, according to Chicago Tribune, of $750,000. His inmate number, for those of you who, you know, think inmate numbers are lucky for the lottery, it's 32451-016. Okay? Yeah. All right. I'll find out how long he's supposed to be sentenced for. You would think that would be a pair. I'm keeping up thinking 2 years, but I may be mixing that 2 years up with Conrad Murray. So don't hold me to that. He did plead guilty. That's all we got. That's all we got. You know, maybe they aren't telling us because they usually leave jail early anyway. Right, Conrad Murray was supposed to be sentenced for 4 years, right? And then he got out after two. So maybe that's why they're not telling us, so that we don't complain. We think he, you know, served their full term. I don't know. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You kind of wonder, how hard could it be? you know, to not spend the, you know, your campaign money. If you get money for your campaign, you just spend it on the campaign. I mean, everything is traceable now. There's drones and satellite watching you. I don't understand why people do that. Okay? Now, also remember, you know, a lot of Congress people, they get free dinner. So you really don't have to go into the campaign for that. Okay? You know, and then it doesn't make sense. I think, you know, it's a stupid thing to go to jail for. All right, here we go. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A Florida man's cell phone saved his life when it stopped the bullet fired by a robber. He was a gas station clerk. He sustained only minor injuries after a robber fired a bullet at his abdomen, his stomach area, that was stopped by his cell phone. This happened 4:45 a.m. yesterday in Winter Garden, a suburb of Orlando. Man entered the gas station, asked the clerk for help. Then he showed the worker a revolver and demanded he open the safe. When the clerk couldn't open the safe, the robber ordered a second clerk to try. He was unsuccessful. The suspect fired one round at the clerk and fled. Police said the employee had no idea the bullet hit his cell phone until he pulled it out of his shirt pocket. Wow. See, that's kind of, doesn't that make you just want to cover your body with cell phones? Right. I'm so nervous about the radiation. Now, this is interesting. I hope we have time to talk about this before we leave for the next break. ABC News has 5 tips you should follow for smartphone security that you usually don't. Okay, these tips are being given by Adam Levine of Credit.com. All right, the first thing he tells us to do is to lock our phone. Alright, many of us don't do that. I don't do that because I want to remember the password. But it's only 4 digits, okay? Lock your phone. Then they say install security software, like antivirus. There is antivirus for your phone. Then, if you have financial passwords, don't save that onto your phone. My problem is I don't remember our security passwords for the bank account, etc. Everything is, you know, on my phone. But not now, because I just announced that on national radio. So I'm changing it. Next, install, track, and wipe software. If your phone is stolen, okay, many times it could track where thieves have taken it. But on the other hand, if the search option doesn't work, you should also have the destroy option. So you could kind of like do a self-destruct sort of thing, right? Like Mission Impossible. Don't use the same password for everything. That makes sense. Many of you use the password Dr. Dalio Radio Show Rocks. That's a nice password, but no. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Dalio.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LASIG is manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LASIG is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LASIG a long time ago. LASIG.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LASIG smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LASIG.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.